3HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Alex Apple, Fox 17. Seriously, follow them. He's been all over this story from the beginning.
Doing a great job.
And has been on the show several times with us, giving us the latest. So today's Randy Moss's birthday.
How old is Randy Moss? Do we even know? I mean, the guy, like, played forever, and he like, they couldn't get him on the field at the same time as Kenny Britt. Remember that? That's what happened here. Allegedly.
Right.
43.
Yeah, and then he went somewhere else and actually did okay.
Yeah, he did. Because a lot of people just thought, oh, okay, he's just done.
Yeah.
He's washed up. And then where did he go to the Patriots after that again?
I don't know. I have to look it up. I do remember this. Like
Niners. Niners.
Niners, yeah.
Yeah, and actually had a pretty good season. That was 2012.
Did I catch a Niner in there?
Did I catch a Niner? Yeah, Niners, and was decent.
When the Titans signed him, Mike Hill called me and said, hey, I'm doing SportsCenter tonight with Linda Cohn, the OG Linda Cohn. And he goes, can you come on and talk about this? And I'm like the most nervous I ever got in this business was interviewing Don Mattingly in the press box at Greer Stadium.
Really?
Because, yes.
At Greer?
At Greer. I was new in the business, so I was just booking the show, but his availability was going to happen while my two guys were on the air, Bob Bell and Bill King. So they were like, you go down and interview him and bring it back. And I'm telling you, the guy started talking about like raising horses and stuff like that. Like, I don't even know what he was talking about. It's one of those situations. And I'm holding the mic and I can see my hand shaking.
Shaking.
Which means he could too.
And he couldn't have been nicer. But I'm thinking, like, this was one of those moments. I'm like, I'm talking about Randy Moss on SportsCenter. That's cool. But then, like, Linda Cohn asked me a question. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's Linda Cohn. Like, in my own head, I'm talking about Randy Moss, but thinking, that's Linda freaking Cohn. She played college hockey, like, with dudes, and has been doing SportsCenter forever. I'm talking to Linda Cohn. All this is going through my head. You know what I said? I said, I think the Titans are going to win the Super Bowl now.
I mean, go big or go home, right? If you're going to be a Bear, be a Grizzly.
That's
and
the
then
last.
Randy does not.
He had six receptions.
Hang on,
as
that
the
was the last time I was on sports.
Yeah.
I figured they would like that kind of hyperbole.
I was going to say it'll get people talking. That's for sure.
Well,
do you remember covering him and how it worked with him for interviews? He was always so nice. He was awesome.
I was gone
was
when
great.
All this happened. I was back in Arkansas. My exile had begun.
I was in local TV still, so
didn't he kind of go at Kuharski once, though?
Well, I mean, who hasn't gone at Kuharski in the locker room? Come on now. But anyway, he would be facing his locker, and everybody's standing there waiting on the times that he would talk. He would not even acknowledge your presence whatsoever until he was ready, and then he would physically turn around and be like, go.
Yeah.
And that was it. It was really weird. But he was always nice, and obviously well-spoken, and would answer all of your questions. He was great while he was here.
The guys in the locker room loved him.
Yeah. And he actually did a lot from a community service standpoint, considering he was here for, was it 1 year or 2 years?
No, he was here
half. 1 year.
Part of 1 year. 8 games.
Really? It was...
Yeah, it was in.
He caught
out.
Six
that was it.
Balls.
Okay.
For 80 yards. Well,
yeah. But he did some community service stuff while he was here, too.
And now he's turned into a superstar on television.
Yeah.
I love watching him on TV.
And it was fun.
I love his accent.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that, I don't know, it's like that innocent country kind of almost accent that just like flows when he talks.
That's why when he was here, we took a phone call. It was me and Blaine Bishop and Clay Travis, 3HL. We took a phone call from a guy that was upset about what was going on with the Titan season. But you said it, that voice.
Yeah.
We all,
it's
I mean,
distinct.
The first couple words out of this guy's mouth, who called in as Woody, we all like backed away from our mics and looked at each other like, that's Randy Moss. Here's how it all went down. Woody in Nashville next up. Hey, Woody.
What's up?
How are you?
All right, and you?
Good.
If Jeff Fisher was the coach of Tennessee, would they love him with his record?
Who? The Vols?
Yeah.
No. He would be fired.
Oh, okay. Well, what about when you fired Noam Chow by telephone? Everybody's dog Vince. Why couldn't they dog him?
Woody, you're unhappy, man. What's going on?
I'm happy. I don't like Fisher.
Oh.
It could be the last game of his coaching career on Sunday.
Well, I hope so.
Crazy. That's him.
I mean, I don't know. You know, like, I'm bad at that kind of thing. Like, if you ask me,
a distinct accent.
If you ask me, who does the baby look like, I'm awful at that game. Like, when you have your baby, when fetus Babs become baby Babs.
She's already baby Babs.
Well, not technically till she leaves the womb.
She's 1.5 pounds measuring right now. Watch out.
Like, I'm going to be bad. I'm not going to be able to tell if it's you or Travis. Like, I'm just not going to be able to tell the difference. But most people can, especially females. So, like, that voice, I'm like, okay, that sounds kind of like Randy Moss. I get it. But Blaine was, like, all in. And I'm like, well, if Blaine's all in, I'm all in.
Oh, yeah. It's identical.
Well, so here is some work that JT did where he kind of mixed that call in with what we know to be Randy Moss.
What's up?
How are you?
All right, and you?
Good.
If Jeff Fisher was the coach of Tennessee, would they love him with his record?
Been through a lot
yeah.
in the last couple weeks. And
oh, okay.
You know, like I said, I got these broad shoulders, man. I can carry a lot of weight. So,
well, what about when you fired Noam Chow by telephone? Everybody's dog bench. Why can't they dog him? I'm happy. I don't like Fisher.
Coach Fisher getting me here.
Well, I hope so.
It's the Fisher.
Fisher.
There's only one person that says it that way.
JT actually Zabrudered this audio style, the Fisher part of this.
Fishers.
Fishers.
Fishers. Fishers.
Fishers.
Fishers.
Happy birthday, Randy Moss. So
43.
That
was it you, Randy. Was it you?
That went everywhere. Everywhere. Pro Football Talk.
Oh, Mike Fisher.
ESPN. Like, everywhere, like not just ESPN.com, ESPN, like on SportsCenter.
Well, I remember seeing that.
That went everywhere to the point where I hear that Randy Moss got called in by a member of the staff and asked if he called a local sports talk show. So if it wasn't him or if it was, either way, that's really funny.
Something else to be pointed out, that was a guy named Woody, as we mentioned. Woody had never called this show before.
And hasn't
I've never talked
since.
To Woody since.
Nope.
Dun, dun, dun. Do you think it was him?
I don't know. I mean, that's one of Nashville's great mysteries, you know? It's like the tunnels underneath downtown. It's one of Nashville's great mysteries.
That's got to be him. There's no way that's not him. If someone imitated him and called as Woody, A, that's genius, and B, move over Frank Caliendo, because that guy's giving you a run for your money.
Ben says, I heard that Woody call live, and I thought it was Randy Moss as I was listening. Todd, here we go. The worst part of that Randy Moss call was hearing the sexist bigot Clay Travis.
Well, that's a completely different discussion.
Ben, you should have included Clay. Yes. Todd, you should have included Clay in that tweet.
There you go.
He'd be happy to come back at you, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. That would start an afternoon of
he enjoys that.
Coach, yeah, hand signal me. Coach A, happy birthday, hashtag Woody. So he's 43 today?
43.
I bet that dude could still go out there and catch it.
Probably.
I mean, the year after he left here, to your point, Don, he was targeted 50 times by 49er quarterbacks. He caught 28 balls for 434 yards and 3 touchdowns. Why couldn't the Titans get more out of him?
And it's not like the season was going well. You could have used more Woody, for sure. More Woody ball.